You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
The government recently announced that they'll be moving forward with changes to maths teaching in schools a year earlier than intended. Changes revolve around implementing stricter structure to the way maths is taught and introducing more standardised maths assessments for children in years 0 to 8. The Prime Minister has said that this may mean deferring the arts and music curriculum to allow for these changes. In a newsroom article, Professor in the Faculty of Education and Social Work at the University of Auckland, Peter O'Connor, says that pushing the arts curriculum to the side would be detrimental for students. I spoke to O'Connor about why arts and music is so important for students, as well as having the ability to lift their maths and literacy results. So you wrote a newsroom article about this in which you said there's evidence that children in arts-rich schools do better in literacy and numeracy. So could you just start off by explaining a little bit more about that?
Sure. One of the things that the Prime Minister said after that comment was to say that the arts were really just nice to have. And they're far more than that. They're really important to have for a whole range of reasons. But if you really want to lift literacy and numeracy in schools, and we all do, one of the surest, best ways to do that is arts-rich curriculum, where children are engaged in music, dance, the visual arts, and drama. It makes a real significant difference to kids' reading and writing and their ability in maths, and the research on that is really clear.
Why is it that doing these creative things helps children in doing maths as well?
Well, music is a form of maths. It centres on number, rhythm, pattern, and there's lots of evidence to suggest that when we engage in and through our whole body in a mathematical structure, it has implications in the way in which we do maths in the classroom. So there's lots of evidence about kids who play musical instruments. There's lots of neuroscience work that's looking at the impact of singing on mathematical understanding and knowledge. And that's really rich research. The research around drama is also, I think, really important and interesting. Our PISA results around literacy say that the area of our reading which is the weakest is what we call inferential comprehension. And so that's the bit which is not about decoding, reading out the words. It's actually understanding underneath the subtext of whatever it is that we're reading. And the research, again, is really clear. Multiple studies over many years showing that that makes a significant difference if children are, rather than just reading a text, exploring it through drama makes a significant difference to how well they can comprehend the text. So there are all those kinds of things. And I guess the other thing that is really important about the art is that they actually are one of the reasons why many, many children come to school and stay at school, because they find them enjoyable, fun, and they're a different way of being in schools than just sitting and listening to the teacher all day.
The government seems to have what you've called a black and white approach to learning, and a lot of that is them deciding what children should learn. Why is it so important that children have an access to a wide variety of subjects in their curriculum, as well as a choice to choose what they want to learn?
Well, I think it's really important that curiosity is fed. You know, being curious about the world is what 4- and 5-year-olds specialise in, and keeping an education system where children still want to be curious about the world, who are still excited about finding things out about it, is really important, because that's what drives our passions in life. It's one thing to have a system which is a really structured curriculum, and that's really important, but there needs within that to be a freedom for children to explore their passions, to discover new passions, to have their passions for learning encouraged by teachers who aren't just there to deliver a standard set of knowledge, which is as if every child is a standard child. Every child is unique, and every child should have their unique passions, dreams, and hopes realised in schools.
The government at the moment is very focused on getting kids to school. Do you think that they're doing enough to get kids to stay at school as well?
Look, I think these changes that are proposed is going to make that tougher, because school, rather than being a place of adventure, of exciting discovery, becomes a chore. And we all know, those of us who have been parents, or in my case as a grandparent, if you reduce everything to a task, to a chore that has to be endured, you don't hold on to kids. Schools need to be places full of life and energy, where curiosity is rewarded. And that doesn't seem to feature at all in any of the government plans.
Do you think then that Aotearoa's low achievement rates in maths have a deeper root to the problem than simply our current maths curriculum itself?
Well, I don't think we're doing badly in maths at all. I think a lot of the misrepresentation of that data by government was deliberately misleading for a particular agenda that they'd already decided that they're going to implement the changes. We still score internationally in the top range for math and literacy and numeracy. This false crisis in education has been used to drive all sorts of agendas, which seems to me to be less than honest. So I don't accept that we're doing really badly. Where we are doing badly is where we've always done badly in education in this country, and that's around social inequity. Kids who live in poverty don't do well in school. Well, that's not a surprise, is it?
So what problems do you think the government should put more time and energy into addressing, those social inequities rather than maths?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that, you know, the number that determines how well you do at school, the most important number, is your postcode. It's where you live. It's the social and cultural capital that you bring into a school, into a classroom, that makes the most difference. All this distraction around this maths program or this literacy program is going to do nothing if you don't address the growing gap between those who have too much and those who don't have enough.
That was the University of Auckland's Peter O'Connor on the government's recently announced changes to the maths curriculum.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.